Yvonne Yoli Capon assumes the District 4 seat once held by Sal Senna. Curtis Stokes was chosen for District 3, replacing Dingfelder. Both are veteran campaigners. Stokes unsuccessfully ran for council before, and Capon unsuccessfully ran for state representative in 2008. Stokes is heavily involved in numerous nonprofit groups and believes this was a factor in his appointment.
I worked in the community by serving the leadership roles of several large nonprofits. I worked as chairman of the board of the American Cancer Society. I'm on the board of Metropolitan Ministries. And as president of Hillsborough County Grants and ACP, I work with Hillsborough County Schools to create a world-class supplier development program. I'm a strong supporter of the one penny sales tax. Rail is needed, high-speed rail and light rail. As we grow and compete with similar cities, we will need best-in-class transportation to attract business.
One common theme many applicants focused on was the budget deficit the city is facing for fiscal year 2011. Stokes also believes his extensive experience in banking round out his qualifications.
I think the city of Tampa faces unprecedented budget issues. I think the 17 years that I've spent in banking uniquely qualifies me to hit the ground running when it comes to those challenges that we face.
66 candidates applied for the positions, and today each one was allotted 2 minutes to make their cases before council. Stokes was confirmed after only 3 voting rounds, but the process didn't work as smoothly for Sal Senna's District 4 seat. After 16 rounds of voting and 2 recesses, no agreement was reached. Councilmember Mary Mulhern coached her colleagues on the value of compromise.
I'd like to feel that my council members would be willing to consider changing their original votes, which I did in our first round when we, not our first round, but on the previous candidate. I didn't stick with my first choice because I realized that we had to come to a majority agreement here. So I would like to feel that other people would be willing to make that decision.
The deadlock was broken on the 17th round, with Capon declared the winner. WMNF asked Mulhern about the efficiency of the interim appointment process.
I don't know of a better process. I can't think of one that would be better, but I think it is something for the voters and our constituents to pay attention to. What is influencing us? And I think one obvious thing is that we had three individuals today who have been on the city council before, and they all have gotten some votes. So that alone shows the power of incumbency, I believe.
Capon and Stokes will be sworn in on Thursday and will be in office from now until the normal elections in March of 2011. Also today, Sal Senna suspended her county commission campaign in the latest legal maneuver in defense of a lawsuit filed against her by the county Republican Party. She's expected to re-enter the race after being nominated by the county Democratic Party. For WMNF News, this is Mark Anderson reporting from Tampa.